I'm glad somebody said it. Took a long enough.
But I'm glad somebody had to say it. How y'all niggas view music is weird. Especially the whole, you don't play so-and-so, so-and-so in the club, and also the ad, you don't play so-and-so, so-and-so in the car.
So I should have added two.
Because, nigga, first of all, you don't know what people play in their car. There are people who don't even like rap at all. And they don't play club music in their car. Some people play whatever the fuck they want in their car. The fact you got people looking at the club as a car terrier, and let's be real with it, guess where that came from? DJ Khaled, The Game. And keep in mind, at one point, fans was digging and ripping DJ Khaled apart and The Game apart. They were saying, they don't play Ty Crayer in the car. They don't play they don't play Eminem in the club. And for years and years, people kept talking about that shit. Keep in mind, people was shitting on DJ Khaled for even saying that. Now all of a sudden, everyone and moms is saying that shit. Or you ain't hear no one say, hey, turn that so-and-so, so-and-so in the car. I mean, we have to go back to shut the fuck up. Your opinions don't matter. Yeah, it's your opinion, but we need to go back to that. When you say shit like that. And that's the reason why people are saying that. Freely. People can say that about me. Your opinions don't matter. I don't give a fuck. When you sit there and say the ultimate criteria, I got hit with that shit.
I'm sorry, but I'm not playing that shit in my car. Like, y'all niggas really play SoundCloud underground rappers in your car.
Y'all don't play nothing but whatever that's hot in your car, my nigga. You don't fucking play. Let's be real with it. Like, that shouldn't be the criteria. Because at the end of the fucking day, people, like, when you in the club, nigga, you ain't gonna be, like, you in the club, my nigga, aren't you really listening? Like, you can't even barely even hear the music. You're not even caring about the fucking music. It's background noise. It's fucking background noise. You ain't caring about the song being played. You ain't sitting there in the club saying, hey, that dude so-and-so, so-and-so, fire. Because motherfuckers ain't even worrying about that shit in the goddamn club. You in the club, people mostly caring about talking, socializing. They are not caring about what's being played at the moment. So I don't even see why it's even the motherfucking criteria when motherfuckers be in the club. The only thing they caring about is talking to some bitch, or getting loud, having fights, like, or getting drunk. No one ain't even caring about the music at all being played in the club. So fuck's wrong with you niggas? And you gotta understand this shit too. Even in the car, same thing. You in the car with your homies, talking, with your family, talking. 9 out of 10 times, you ain't even caring about fuck what's getting played. That's background music. And another thing needs to be spoken of. Why is background music a bad thing? When you on the bus, bumping your music, that's background noise. Like, people, it's like, people really need to stop with that bullshit. I mean, seriously. Like, they feel like, well, y'all shit don't get played in the fucking clubs. Whatever, nigga. Fuck the clubs. As we on the talk, as we're talking about this, you know what really grinds my gears too? Every rapper says, keep in mind, dog, you ain't gonna ever be a perfect rapper. You're gonna say some shit that might be dope to you, but might be trash to somebody else. Even if you're trying your hardest. Like me, I see what people are doing to J. Cole. He has this, look, even on the street. No one ain't fucking with that J. Cole diss. I seen this shit in real time at the barbershop. Okay, fine. because he's rapping. He's not switching his fucking flows up, and he's not living in a different. It's like, that don't mean shit. But again, we live in an era where people want to be entertained and not care about your fucking bars. What I mean is, entertain. Now, I'm talking about, nigga, you can't fucking just spit bars. They don't even care about bars any fucking more. What's the point? They don't care. They don't fuck about your bars, nigga. They don't care about that shit. Some people do. Like I tell you, I agree with dude, and I'm glad someone said it, because it's fucking retarded. Honestly, I've been saying it. I was glad someone on TikTok is saying it. At the end of the fucking day, if the criteria, I don't know, and again, I know where fans got this shit from. They want to act like they have amnesia. DJ Khaled in the game. And y'all was ripping them apart for doing that. Fans are weird. Like, they'll rip you apart for something, and then for some reason end up repeating it. Y'all talking about how DJ Khaled sucks, and it's not, it's, fuck DJ Khaled. But he so influenced your mind to thinking that if it's not playing the fucking club, we can't fuck with it. Fuck the game, he sucks. But he inspired your mind to think, hey, if it's not playing the fucking clubs, we ain't fucking with it. You dig? So stop fucking acting like these people didn't influence your fucking minds. Y'all wasn't screaming that shit out before. Now you're screaming it out. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, nigga. If you ain't playing the fucking club, then you ain't fucking with it. We need to start having a lot of those conversations. We need to stop letting people think that they got authority. But like, when they have an opinion like that, we got to let them know, shut the fuck up. Even in the underground, let's take it more further. When you are an underground artist with your own sound, you got niggas trying to tell you, you should switch your style up, you should sound like this. You can't tell me nothing about rap. If you're telling me to do something that is the opposite of what the fuck I do, because as an artist, you have your own wave, right? Your own ideal, your own identity. And they want you to play with everybody else. They want you to do clubs like everybody else. They want you to have bangers like everybody else. And keep in mind, when you do that, they will do a 360, and that shit sound garbage. You don't sound good over fucking goddamn trap beats, over banger beats. Hell, they even go as far as tell you, you don't sound good over the beats that you sound good over. We got people who have these little kind of opinions. You gotta just say, fuck them. Shut up. Your opinions don't matter. Most of these niggas shouldn't be talking about music any fucking way. Most of these little music reviewers / rappers who sound like every other bland rapper shouldn't have no opinion on hip hop. None. Cause if I'm in your fucking goddamn in your little chat room, I'm watching your show, and every fucking rapper in that motherfucker that does boom bappy rap is getting roasted, no matter how good they are. The ones who are, and then it's like, let's be real with it, fans don't like anything new. Even if it is in that criteria of making bangers, you still call the shit ass because it's someone else doing it. You don't know what the fuck you want. So why are we even trying to wasting our time letting these, like, thinking that their opinions are valid? If anything, find someone that likes your kind of style of music. Look at Dorky. He likes my kind of style of music, and he likes, so my mom's listening music to him. Y'all niggas want everyone to change their whole style around and rap more energetic, because y'all are obsessed with high energy except for having an artist be themselves. Because even if I'm rapping with a high energy voice, see how I'm rapping like this, these things, like, this is how I am when I'm aggressive. Y'all will still call that shit boring. Y'all will still call that shit this. But if I'm playing with different fucking flows and trying to basically punch in different flows and shit, why is he rapping like that? That shit's weird. I wish he rapped normal. Y'all know what the fuck you want. Stop acting like you want. It's like, this is not McDonald's. This is why we can't make music for the people. When I see a fan say, as rappers, y'all should make music for the people, is cringe, is stupid, and it makes no fucking sense. I'm just saying, bro. I'm glad someone said it. I've been saying it. All that, if you ain't getting, even Ty Kredder spoke like, bro, rappers are different rappers for different fucking situations. You're not gonna hear Rock Marciano in the club, okay? You're not gonna hear fucking Boley James in the club. You're not gonna hear Earl in the club. Y'all just want it, like, y'all sound retarded. Y'all want everyone to be in the club. Nigga, fuck the club. The only time I've been in the club was in my fucking 20s.
After that, when you get older, that club scene is boring. You want to talk about rappers like J. Cole and For Your Eyes Only boring? Nigga, making Turned Up, having every album, having an album where every song's about turned up is boring. I Spun the Block on every song, boring. All because it's hype, then when it's not boring. Dumbass. Like, let's be real with it. Every song is about this, it's the same shit. That's not boring to you? And then someone does something different, man, you trying too hard to be different. There's a lot of people that shouldn't have no opinion in hip-hop that say stupid shit like that. But it's what the fuck it is. To this too. Also, I went back, circled back, I even added my two cents also to hope. They don't play so-and-so in the car. Like, nigga, people play different artists and people are different. People are not gonna play everything, the same thing in the car. Now, it's the same thing. You in the car with your homies, you're not gonna be caring about the fucking music unless you want that to be the topic of the discussion. But 9 out of 10 times, people ain't gonna care about it, about what's being played on the radio in their car. They're either got other things on their mind. Some people just listen to music to relax. Background music, you know, the thing that people don't like, even though whether you want to admit it or not, everything is background music. That's why I tell you all that being the best rapper shit. But back to what I'm saying, but to answer the J. Cole thing, well, he's me. Just because when y'all be saying that you're the GOAT, I'm the best, I'm the GOAT, no one can fuck with me. And even though that's a rapper thing, and we subconsciously say that, like even on this song, you fucking with the best. I say that. But keep in mind, I'm underground. No one cares. But when you're like mainstream and all eyes are on you, problem. Because now, when you start screaming out your fucking face, man, I'm the best, bro. I'm the best. I can't be touched. I'm the best. Guess what? You better fucking prove it. And even if you prove it, they'll still call you trash. They'll still call you corny. It don't matter what you do. They don't care. Fans are weird. Now, they don't care. So if you walk around screaming you're the best and you underground, no one don't care. Okay. But when you start getting your a bigger fan base, you start screaming that I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the dope. And you, like for real, they say this. And they always say, hey man, like it's okay to think highly of yourself, but people are weird. If you don't have confidence in yourself, we can't believe in you. If you do have high confidence in yourself, we don't believe you. Then we start picking up, well, you can't say you're the GOAT when you have songs like Anime Girls, and you say bars like these and these and these and these and these and these and these. You know, your flow's on point, but you haven't made a song, because trust me, fans are weird. Y'all, the first thing they talk about is numbers. Well, J. Cole has less numbers than that's what, like, no one's not speaking about the song that you made. No one's not remembering the song that you made. No one's remembering the song that you put out. People have short attention spans. They don't remember a lot of fucking things. Let me repeat that. People have short attention spans. People forget a lot of fucking things. Now, me, I don't give a fuck. Because I'm not like this generation where numbers and all that. That's the first thing that that's out their face. Even with me, I will never forget that. You ain't even at 45K. So if I had 45K, or let's say if I had 98K monthly listeners, are you gonna sit there and say there's something wrong with that? You got all these songs, you got 984 monthly listeners. You're going to sit there and say he faked his number. Like I said before my last podcast, them numbers don't mean shit. Because even if you fucking have big numbers, they don't assume that you faked your fucking goddamn numbers. Yes or no? Yes or no? They're going to assume that you faked your numbers. It's not authentic. He's an industry plant. You got all these songs. They're all made when they haven't even heard not one song from yours. Let's be real. It's probably going to feel about being the best. How these fans are nowadays, do I really care about being the best rapper? No. Hell, they hate you for even thinking that you are the best rapper. How dare you have confidence in your... How dare you
have confidence in your goddamn self. How dare you make like rap in a more like professional manner, like you really can rap, and how dare you? Like, on top of the fact, you're on SoundCloud, bro. So by default, no matter how good at you for picking beats, no matter how good at you with your flows, no matter how good at you with you doing all of these things, you're still a fucking rookie. You know, I've been doing this shit way before SoundCloud. That's how they think. Because guess what? Where's the hits? Where's the bangers? They don't even see that you don't make that kind of fucking music, but they want you to. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. This is weird. Even when I'm using the sample, right, with that little grit in it, which I like. Because everyone's so pop-minded. They're a sample. Like, the sample I'm playing right now is like that grimy texture in it. Like a record. And I like that. That sample used to be kind of cleaned a little bit because I still hear the crackling into it. You know, texture. You know the shit that Tyler Creator talks about. See, people are too... Then when you try to argue with these motherfuckers... But I'm just saying, bro, like... You know, you gotta get with the times. Get with the times of what? 99% of what's going on in this era is nostalgia bait, which is you're still stuck in the 90s trying to recapture the 90s or the early, or 2016 if you're a Gen Z. It's mostly the 90s. You're trying to bring back 90s clothes. You're trying to bring back 90s everything. Nothing's really fucking goddamn new. People rapping over trap beats that resemble what y'all made back in 2016. Same flows. If someone's anything different, it's a fucking problem. If you rap with a chill, laid-back tone, you're garbage. And at the same fucking time, if you're too hyper-energetic, you get more praise, even if the song doesn't require that kind of fucking energy. People are not respecting particular subgenres in music, especially in hip-hop. They expect everyone to make the exact same music like everyone else, because if you're not doing what everyone else is doing, then you're losing, even though y'all keep saying over and over and over, don't be like everybody else, be unique, but not in that way. They don't know what way should be unique. So it's like, come on, dog. I'm not trying to hear that whole, you know, get with the times when people of the times are confused, don't know what the fuck you're doing. At least in the fucking 90s, there's a differentiation between the 90s and the 80s. And then in the early 2000s, there's a differentiation between the... And at least in the early 2000s, things was fucking balanced. And that balance broke around when trap came out. Because when early new generation trap, like when Migos and all of them came out. And so that kind of lyrical rap shit started to die. Yeah, it kind of had a little comeback, you know, around the YouTube when Dax and all that. But in sound now, because there's a new generation and the older us generation became older. They have the Gen Zs who are now teens, who are now young adults. They took over. This is what the fuck you get. Now, mind you, I'm not saying all Gen Z like the new generation of music. I've seen a plethora of Gen Z that say they didn't like trap rap and like the more boom bappy sound. Those people fuck with me. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's cool. But as long as you respect what I do, I respect what you do. Some fools don't do that. They just sit there and tell you to get with the times and sound like everybody else and make your song short just so you can, for TikTok, despite the fact that TikTok, I'd imagine, makes your song short. Well, you can't rely on TikTok now because TikTok is fucking dying. And I said it in a rap song. I do not care. Like, nigga, I don't make poppy music. I have to sit there and let you know. This is what y'all say. I'm sitting in a rap song. TikTok's dying now. Y'all gotta find another outlet for making money. Niggas got offended. It can't be offended by something that y'all been talking about. But you know, I guess, cause music is escapism. Alright, nigga, certain music is escapism. No, lo-fi music is escapism. Soundscape music is escapism. Rap shouldn't be that.
Y'all trying to water down rap. Y'all were calling J. Cole transphobic. Back in the days, we were saying all kind of F-bombs here and trans here and all that, being raw and real. Now, since wrestling is becoming back to what it used to be, thanks to the fucking Rock, let's see if rap becomes a little bit more, you know, free of expression, except for saying, oops, I can't say this. Oops, I can't say this. And oh yeah, the fact that people got mad that J. Cole wore an Obama shirt, because fans are that dumb. Like, it can be just a t-shirt. You're in an Obama shirt? Oh, fuck you. Because you got fans who are so dumb, they will literally stop fucking with you because you're wearing a shirt they don't fucking like.
Well, I've been a fan of yours since the first beginning.
Yeah, but I don't mean shit when your stupidity overrides that. I'm done.